It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Fox News Podcasts presents the Brett Baer Podcast. Common ground.
There are a number of senators on the Republican side that continue to want to find common ground.
We emphasize the conflict and controversy sells. And I think that's a problem because most Americans look at Washington and see something that's broken.
Why don't we look for ways that we celebrate what this country is capable of doing?
It's amazing what you can do when you get off social media and you start talking and communicating with one another because there is common ground.
With Fox News chief political anchor, Brett Baer.
It's time now for this week's Common Ground segment. Joining me tonight are Washington Republican Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rodgers and New Jersey Democratic Congressman Frank Pallone, the chair and ranking member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Thank you both for being here. Madam Chairwoman, let's start with you. What do you think about this hearing and what do you expect?
This hearing has been long overdue. This will be the first time that the CEO of TikTok, Mr. Chu, has been before any congressional committee. It's very important that he answer for some of the repeated lies that we know about TikTok and their association with ByteDance and ultimately the Chinese Communist Party. Growing concerns about the threat that this platform, this app, poses in the United States of America. But also, it highlights the concerns around other technological tools or weapons that China may use for their own strategic future. And that's why we are joining together. We believe it's very important that we hold TikTok accountable, but also make sure that any app or platform is ultimately protecting individual Americans' privacy and making sure that Americans are protected from harm and our children are protected from harm.
Congressman Pallone, I assume you agree with that, and you all are both on the same page about possibly banning TikTok?
I agree with everything that Chair Rodgers said. I haven't decided for sure whether we should be banning TikTok, but it's certainly something we have to consider. But I really want to stress the data privacy. Chair Rodgers and I have put together a bill that deals with data privacy and having a national framework to protect people's privacy, because TikTok and so many other of these big tech operators basically gather all kinds of sensitive information and then they sell it. And we don't think that should be the case. Our bill would minimize the amount of material that big tech can gather and then say that it can only be things that are absolutely necessary for their business operation. I think that if we passed a bill like that and had it signed into law, that a lot of the problems with TikTok and others that we're concerned about would be significantly less.
Madam Chair, the Shou Chu has come out with some of his statements ahead of time, and he is making security commitments. And we have a couple of bullet points here. U.S. user data protection from unauthorized foreign access, free expression platform with no government manipulation, third-party independent monitors to assure accountability. Are you buying this, what they're selling as far as their pledges?
I am not. It is clear that TikTok will say anything to ensure that it is not banned in the United States of America. But we also know that TikTok has said things in the past. They have said that they're not surveilling on Americans or spying on Americans. And yet now we know that they were used, that ByteDance used TikTok to spy on American journalists. We know that they continue to say that their data is not going back to China and that it's walled off from the Chinese Communist Party. And yet we now have recordings of employees at TikTok that say that everything is seen by China. We know that TikTok censors material, content that the CCP wants to see censored, whether it's on Uyghur labor, the Muslim Uyghur labor that continues to take place in China, or other examples where TikTok takes action on behalf of protecting China and the CCP.
There is pushback, Congressman Pallone. First of all, the CEO went to his own platform to talk about how many people are on. Take a listen.
super excited to announce that more than 150 million Americans are on TikTok. That's almost half of the U.S. coming to TikTok. Some politicians have started talking about banning TikTok. Now, this could take TikTok away from all 150 million of you. Let me know in the comments what you want your elected representatives to know about what you love about TikTok.
Late this afternoon, there is a protest up on Capitol Hill. It's not 150 million. It's not even thousands or hundreds, but there's a protest saying banning TikTok is the wrong thing. When you have that many people on a platform, is it going to be hard to talk to America and say this is a real threat? It was hard for me, to be honest with you, to get my two kids off of it, but I did. What do you say to people out there who are kind of into this platform?
Well, let me say this. First of all, they should know that the parent corporation of TikTok is based in Beijing. We suspect that the owners are mostly Chinese Communist Party oligarchs. There's no transparency about any of this because they're not a public corporation. And I'm afraid when I look at that video, Brett, that, you know, this is an example of the type of propaganda that TikTok has the capability of using, you know, backed by Beijing and the Chinese Communist Party to try to influence people in the United States. I mean, he's clearly trying to say, don't ban us. You know, this is a party. We're having fun. But what about the fact that they can use TikTok as a propaganda machine to influence Americans in so many ways? I mean, I think that this is not only a privacy concern, but a national security concern. But of course, he makes no mention of the privacy aspect and the fact that they're gathering all this information and selling it and using information that they shouldn't have.
Well, let me just follow up with you, Congressman Pallone, and that is, Pallone, you know, the president was just the other day on St. Patrick's Day on the singer Niall Horan's TikTok, and he made an appearance from the White House and popped up on his TikTok page. So as you're making this case and you have the president on this very popular account, is it tougher to make?
It's hard with all social media, Brett. I mean, the bottom line is people use social media. They love social media. But I think we have an obligation as elected officials to point out the dangers here, not only in terms of national security because the Chinese Communist Party influence over TikTok, but also the fact that they are taking all your material and they're selling it, and you don't have any ability to stop it. You know, one of the things that's great about Chair Rogers and my bill is the fact that we minimize what they can gather, and we don't let them gather the information and sell it. Because right now, if you want to opt out or you want to take some measures to try to prevent TikTok from, you know, taking your private material, you really don't have any option.
Mm-hmm. And on this, there is a lot of common ground, is there not, Congresswoman?
There is a lot of common ground. And I think the fact that Mr. Chu is going directly to the TikTok users in America, the 150 million Americans now, only underscores the importance of us taking action. Because Americans' privacy, their data privacy is not protected. And this platform can also be used to manipulate what people see or hear or think. It all points to the importance of us passing a larger national privacy standard, as my leader here, Mr. Pallone, leader from the Democrats, is joining together to promote, because we believe this is a clarion call as to the need for a national data privacy standard to minimize the amount of data that TikTok, big tech, or other data brokers are collecting to begin with, to make sure that Americans are alerted when their data is being used or stored or transferred over to countries like China, to protect our kids. For those under 17, the legislation that we proposed would make it illegal to track and our kids online, and to make sure that private conversations are actually private, that apps and devices would be prohibited from listening to our private conversations when we haven't given them permission. This is all really important, we need to ban TikTok, and we need to pass a national data privacy law.
We'll continue right after this.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
I just want to continue our conversation really quickly, if I could. the concern here is obviously China and what influence they have. We just saw Xi Jinping meeting with Vladimir Putin. We see the aggressiveness, Congressman Pallone, of China around the world. Is this really the biggest threat that we as a country face, do you think, in your eyes?
Well, I do think that TikTok in particular, because of its parent company being based in Beijing, and because we do suspect that most of the ownership is probably, you know, Communist Party oligarchs or people associated with the China, with the Beijing government, is a particular threat. Because by gathering all this information and the ability for them to use it as a propaganda machine, it's a real problem. And one of the things that they do, you know, you're common ground, and we're here as Democrats and Republicans, but they have the ability and they have created a discord in America. I mean, one of the things I worry about is that, you know, that some of these things encourage violence. They encourage discord. You know, if we need to be united against this threat from communist China, and I think they do whatever they can. They certainly have the ability to do whatever they can to try to break us apart as a country in so many ways. And so, yeah, they are a huge threat. But again, we're going back to the fact that I think that a lot of the concerns could be minimized if we have a national data privacy bill or framework that Chair Rogers is talking about.
Yeah. And we also, Congresswoman, have talked about the fact that Chinese TikTok is a lot different than U.S. TikTok in the way that they operate, the algorithms, the fact that theirs kind of lifts kids up, it seems, and they talk about great things, and then ours does not do that. In fact, we had the mother on Martha McCallum's show earlier talking about a choke contest that was on TikTok that led to the death of her son. So it's much different.
Yes, and I'm a mom. I have three young kids. It's very much, it weighs on my heart a lot. The harm, yes, from a national security perspective, but also the harm to young people. We know that within minutes of getting on TikTok, you can be on sites that are promoting suicide, self-harm, playing into eating disorders. We know that this site is also one where young people are accessing fentanyl, buying pills that they don't know what they're buying and are laced with fentanyl. The harms that are the preying on our children, the innocence of our children, and grooming of our children and young people in particular is of grave concern to me. And it's TikTok, but it also goes to other platforms that. Also, it just continues to reinforce the importance of us passing a national privacy standard, data security that will protect our children on platforms like TikTok, but also from broader technology tools that are used today.
They have, Brett, if I can mention, they have these algorithms that are particularly useful in targeting kids, and I would call them addictive, you know, almost in a sense the way drugs are addictive. And so a kid can go on there and stay on for 3 or 4 hours, becomes a so addictive to the algorithms because it zeroes in on the things through gathering all this information about them that knows what they're interested in and zeroes in, yeah, and targets them. And it's so dangerous. You know, I use the term addictive because I think that's what it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, listen, I saw it firsthand because I had two sons. I have two sons, 15 and 12, and they were on it nonstop, and I could not get them off of it. Finally, I said, listen to these experts, and I brought in all of these different people who said, what you're saying about the threat, and they said, Dad, chill, it's not that big of a deal. But finally, after, you know, a couple of weeks of showing them all of these stories about what is happening, they agreed to get off it. Now, there are other algorithms in other social media sites that do similar things about the addictiveness, but it seems like TikTok is much more menacing in some way. Is that possible?
I agree. And I think it's linked back to what Chair Rogers said about how they've gathered all this information without your knowledge that then they use to create something that you become addictive to. And so it's linked back to the lack of privacy and the gathering of information about you that allows them to use this algorithm more effectively.
Mm-hmm. And I should have mentioned that it is a very different experience in China. When you consider that It's more educational. It's encouraging children to learn. They're actually limited to an hour of time on TikTok. And the reports in the United States is that our kids are spending much more time. It definitely is addictive, and that's part of the whole algorithm, and the tool that they've developed is one that they want to keep our kids on these sites as much as possible.
Let me just do the other side and the devil's advocate here. And Congressman Jamal Bowman, I think, is one of them, saying this is a free speech thing, that if it's not this app, it's another app. And yes, they are tied to China, but there'll be other apps that maybe do bad things, but we can't ban it as a country. How do you turn that around, that argument?
Well, I'll start by just saying this is a national security threat, and that is why I believe we do need to ban it. But to get to this larger question around the collection of data and privacy and just what is happening on TikTok, I think it underscores the importance of the legislation, the privacy and data security legislation that Mr. Pallone and I are working on together that will ensure that America's privacy is protected from other similar apps. There's thousands of apps on the App Store that are collecting data and using similar tools. And we need to make sure that we know what data is being collected, where it's being stored, and get some transparency and some protections in place for all Americans, mm-hmm. but especially our kids.
And that's, I think, the key to this, Brett, in terms of the larger picture. In other words, our bill says, for example, that you can't target kids under 17. You can't have any kind of health or location information unless the person has actually opted into it. And that the data is very minimal, and there has to be transparency in terms of your being able to find out what data they have and then getting rid of it once you find out. So I think if you do a lot of these things with this national data privacy bill, a lot of these things that TikTok does now, they would not be able to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you both for coming on. We'll follow the progress of the bill and the hearing. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brett.
Thanks a lot.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.